Good morning and welcome to Q95's Morning News for today, Wednesday, November 26. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, popular radio host alleges DLP operatives set up a company in Malaysia to promote sale of Dominica's passports. From the region, St. Lucia places temporary ban on all UK poultry imports. And internationally, Juncker reveals giant EU investment plan. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up.
$1,000 can be yours.
I need Fast Cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, Fast Cash can solve it. Fast Cash will make it right. Fast Cash!
Fast Cash, your money, your way.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
A purported official visit to Langkawi in Malaysia by attorney Alec Lawrence, accompanied by President of the Dominica Cricket Association, Emmanuel Nanton, and Parliamentary Representative for the Pitit Savan constituency, Dr. Kenneth Darrow, is allegedly a cover for something that may be unsavory. In recent weeks, reports coming from the DLP administration have suggested that a visit by these three gentlemen was an opportunity to learn more about the tourism practices of the Malaysian Islands for the enhancement of Dominica's own tourism product. According to talk show host Angelo Allen, these gentlemen have in fact established a company in Malaysia called My Dominica Trade House, which also owns a further three companies in Dominica established to also administer the sale of Dominican passports. Allen says the three associated companies registered in Dominica are Dominica Yellow Cab Limited, Aquafam Limited, and Energy Solutions Limited. He says it is important to establish who are the name directors of these three Dominican registered companies, as their existence apparently has little to do with the development of Dominica's tourism product.
The name of the companies, the names are Dominica Yellow Cab Limited, Aqua Farm Limited, and Energy Solutions Limited. And I also told you that I have been reliably informed that the new unit formed by Mr. Skerritt under the with the authority of an SR&O, he did not go to Parliament. He got an SR&O signed, and he made Alvin Bernard Minister of Citizenship by Investment. So Colin McIntyre is Minister for Investment in Dominica, but this little thing here is Mr. Skerritt's baby, and Alvin Bernard is Mr. Skerritt's toy. So Mr. Skerritt basically has given Alvin Bernard this new title of Minister for Responsible for Citizenship by Investment. And the latest information that I have, which is authentic and reliable, is that Alvin Bernard and his people are now planning to put this unit upstairs of Mr. Skerritt's property on Cork Street.
The Discover Dominica Authority's Dominica Film Challenge has won the prestigious Travel Industries Hospitality Sales and Marketing Association International Adrian Award. In March of 2014, the DDA held the first Dominica Film Challenge as a social media campaign. The Dominica Film Challenge was submitted under the digital marketing section and acknowledged by the travel industry that the results achieved and the creative innovation nature of the program was truly noteworthy. According to a release, the Hospitality Sales and Marketing Association International HSMAI Board of Directors and Adrian Awards Advisory Committee congratulated Dominica and has extended an invitation to attend the Adrian Awards Gala on Monday, February 23, 2015 at the New York Marriott Marquis. Out of 1,200 entries submitted this year, the Dominica Film Challenge was judged to be exceptional by experts in hospitality, travel, tourism, and media. Judges were asked to evaluate each entry based on its own merit and success in achieving its objectives. At least three judges reviewed each entry and in their average score earned Dominica the title of winner in this year's competition. Registration for the 2014-2015 Calypso season is expected to commence during the first week of December. This is according to Executive Secretary of the Dominica Calypso Association, Daryl Bob. Bob says amidst a busy pre-Calypso season, plans are well underway for one of the most vibrant annual celebrations on island. He says the Dominica Calypso Association's office will soon be reopened and registration for the Calypso Eliminations will begin during the first week of December, while practice with the backup band will also begin shortly after.
Registration will commence in the first week of December. That is when the office will officially open. Registration will commence then. And yeah, every Calypsonian will have the opportunity, obviously. The rehearsals will commence in December as well. It's going to be a really tough time because even our backup band at that time, most of them are members of the Music Lovers who do us quite a few Christmas presentations around the island and so on. So it's usually very, very challenging. But every Calypsonian will definitely be given the time, the reasonable time to prepare their work and with the backup band for their eliminations and their quarterfinals to kick off. So we're just hoping that everything falls in place nicely and everybody keep their mind on their responsibilities and don't forget that you have to prepare for your upcoming season, which for most Calypsonians is their biggest time of the year.
Eliminations for the 2014-2015 Calypso season have been slated for December 28, 2014, quarterfinals January 17, 2015, semifinals January 31st, and the Calypso finals February 14, 2015. The final local activity for Financial Information Month ended Monday with the first FIM Primary School Challenge. According to a release, 12 representatives from 12 primary schools, mentored by 12 Financial Information Month partners, competed in two rounds based on a taught syllabus which was developed by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank and approved by the Ministry of Education. Three pupils topped the challenge. Aisha Roye of the Newtown Primary School came in first place. She was mentored by RBC Royal Bank of Canada. Second place went to Selena Pinard from the Roseau Seventh-day Adventist, who was mentored by First Domestic Insurance. And third place went to Kylie Ann Schillenford of the St. Martin's Primary School. She was mentored by the Bank of Nova Scotia. All 12 pupils are said to have received certificates and deposit accounts of varying amounts at Partner Financial Information Month deposit-taking financial institutions. The 27 FIM partners and First Domestic Insurance also made a donation of $1,000 to Junior Achievement towards its business plan presentation for high school students. Parliamentary Representative for La Plaine, Peter Sajar, has said that he will place greater emphasis on education in his constituency in a new term. Sajar made this promise at a DLP rally to endorse his candidacy in Dalies on Monday. He says if re-elected as parliamentary representative, he will seek to ensure that every member of his constituency has access to quality education and training.
Human resource development is indeed another contributor to overall good economic health of Dominica. And as Minister for Education and Human Resource Development, I promised you and I delivered to you the good people of Buetica, of Telis, and of La Plaine. And tonight, again, I pledge and promise to continue my efforts to ensure that every boy and every girl, every man and every woman in the La Plaine constituency will receive quality education and training.
Seja also gave his commitment to providing greater assistance to less fortunate families in his constituency. From the region, St. Lucia has slapped a temporary ban on the importation of all poultry and poultry products from the United Kingdom as a result of an outbreak of bird flu there. The Ministry of Agriculture said the ban was imposed in light of information received from the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs in the United Kingdom, confirming that the country recently experienced an outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. The start date of the outbreak event is November 14, 2014, and pertains to the entire country, the ministry statement said. It said the importation ban is imposed with immediate effect and applies to all poultry, poultry meat products, and processed internal organs of poultry raised, slaughtered, or processed in the United Kingdom from 21 days prior to the start date of the outbreak. And internationally, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has given details of a €315 billion investment plan to kickstart Europe's economy. At the heart of his five-year agenda is a new €21 billion fund, which would be used as seed money to entice private backers to pitch in most of the rest. Only €8 billion of the original money would come from the EU budget itself. The project would take the burden of national governments already facing big debts after the financial crisis. Europe needs a kickstart, and today the Commission is providing the jump leads, he told the European Parliament in Strasbourg. And that's this morning's news, but first a recap of the headlines. Popular radio host alleges DLP operative set up company in Malaysia to promote sale of Dominica's passports. From the region, St. Lucia places temporary ban on all UK poultry imports. And internationally, Juncker reveals a giant EU investment plan. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website, www.q95da.com, to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.